Glad to do that. So, just a score update from up the road. Walton has retaken the lead over Sydney 16-15. That game was a little behind because they had about a 15-minute injury timeout. So they certainly are a little bit behind this game. So now, yeah, they just went to the half, 16-15. Walton on top of Sydney. Boy, what a great game. But, you know, it takes four quarters to get a win, and we'll see what happens in the second half up there. But really, kudos to Sydney. I don't think anybody, you know, expected that coming in. I don't want to say that Walton was heavily favored, but certainly I think most people on paper would have thought Walton would be up by more than 1 point at the half in that game. What do you think?
I think that's a true statement. I don't disagree at all, but as you said, it takes four quarters. But you also can't underestimate anyone going into any game.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what could happen. As we talked about, Coach Matthews, great coach for Sydney, a lot of familiarity with Walton, and you know he does his homework. He's always going to show up ready to go, and that's exactly what we're seeing so far.
Yeah, great game there between those two, and we'll certainly keep an eye on it. Well, there's only a couple minutes left here in halftime. We were talking in the second quarter about some local mascots. We had someone check in from Mount Upton that was helping with our scores tonight, and I said Mount Upton Mounties, one of my favorite all-time mascots. Of course, we have the Bobcats and the Eagles here tonight. I like Bobcats. That's always been one of my favorites. We have this discussion quite a bit at CDO about different things. We all agree there's too many Wildcats out there. We need teams to be more creative. So yeah, there's some ones that have gone away, I think, that I really like. Some of these schools that are combining now are coming up with some creative things. They're kind of unofficial, but Unitego and Franklin together have been going by the Spartan Devils, which I think the boys soccer team there has kind of adopted that. That's been fun. Walton and Downsville together have called themselves the War Eagles. Downsville Eagles, Walton Warriors. But again, these are kind of unofficial things. I don't know if they were to go together. Kind of like DH. DH is officially branded themselves as the Eagles, even though the two schools are still separate for school. They have come together to be the DH Eagles. So Deposit Lumberjacks has always been one of my favorites. That's certainly a good one. Some ones that I think have gone away over the years. This one I want to research more. I've asked around. I cannot confirm it, but I've heard that it used to be, before Unitego, the Unadilla Unicorns.
Really?
But I don't know. I cannot confirm that for sure. Some people have said, I think that's what it was. I've always asked people at Unitego. Somebody out there knows. Maybe out there they're listening. They're saying, I was a unicorn, class of whatever, 55. I don't know. But, I mean, Unitego came about in, I believe, the late 60s.
Okay.
So it would have had to have been before then. I just can't believe that they would have been the Unicorns. I believe it was the Otego Hawks.
Okay.
And if anybody out there is, you know, listening, I guess you could call the station and annoy Jim and tell him, you know, what your mascot was. But
Unicorns.
Unicorns. This is one of my other favorites. Grand Gorge, which is over in the Delaware League, had their own school at the time. I believe Grand Gorge students either now go to Stanford or Roxbury. I've heard, again, I can't confirm this, Grand Gorge Gremlins.
Wow.
Another solid one.
What happened to all the good mascot names? You said we got a bunch of Wildcats.
A lot of Wildcats, a lot of Eagles.
Let's get those back.
Section 3 has a lot of good mascots as well up there that go with, you know, kind of off the beaten path type of things. More like Comets and things like that. Like Roxbury Rockets. I like that. That's kind of unique, you know?
That's good. My best friend, George Fody,
yes,
he was pushing when I took the Franklin job to try and change the mascot there. I was like, I can't do that. But he wanted the Franklin Frogs.
The Franklin Frogs, hey. Franklin Purple Devils is kind of iconic, though. They've had that forever.
That's why I said I can't go in there and make suggestions like this. But
I don't know if you can change it to the Frogs and have it be real cool either, you know. But
hey, I mean, you never know.
So, Purple Devil Pride. I don't know if Frogs Pride goes as far there for the faithful in Franklin. All right, we're going to take a break. Our score, 30-0 at the halftime break. BG Bobcats ahead of the Deposit Hancock Eagles. I'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. We have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Sky, if you're DH right now, okay, you're starting QB, Blake Fortunato, he's out. We don't exactly know what's wrong with him, some sort of injury. We'll try to get an update on that. We've got some messages out. What do you tell your guys at the break? You got a backup QB. You're down on the scoreboard. Is this all about effort in the second half here for your guys? Kind of a big life lesson here.
I think a lot of it is that. But I think another thing is, too, is to reflect on that first half and say, listen, a couple turnovers early changed the entire outlook of how that first half went. You know, the bad punt or snap on the punt gets them on the five. Right. Another low punt, get them better field position there. We get a couple stops, but then, you know, the safety. The things that you don't normally see or you don't normally want to have happen, try to erase those from your mind, move forward, and start the second half with a clean slate. You're down 30 to nothing right now, but try to forget the score, go out and do the things you're supposed to do. You know it's going to be a challenge without your quarterback, but see what kind of improvements you can make and go from there.
DH will be kicking off, and BG will receive. BG going left to right here. Little squib kick. BG is going to field this one at the 50, and that's where they're going to start the first drive of the second half with a 30 to nothing lead. BG in the navy blue tops, the navy blue helmets, and the gray pants. DH is in the white tops, the royal blue pants, and the white helmets here. And yeah, I think you just got to do the best you can here. They've had four and now five key players out with injuries. So a lot of guys getting a lot of trial by fire here, I would say.
And I want to take a quick second here and say the band tonight has been phenomenal.
Yeah, the band here, the BG Pep Band, has been playing some great tunes. We meant to mention that earlier. They play the national anthem, but they've been playing some upbeat tunes, doing a great job. So a shout-out to the BG Pep Band. Hand off on first down. They go to Hawkins. Good for another first down from the 50 to the 40 going up the left wing side. So a nice run there, and you know we've said it before, but certainly BG has a lot of different guys that can run, and they're showing that here. Looking at some other scores from out of town here, yeah, Norwich 34, Shenango Valley 6. That Waverly game, Waverly 13, Shenango Forks 8. I know a lot of people are keeping their eyes on that here tonight. Groton, another 8-man team, 41 to nothing tonight over Edison. So a lot of some lopsided scores tonight in the eight-man world as Unitego Franklin was trailing Trumansburg 47-6 at the half. Might be seeing Unitego again in the near future. I know they have a real good game coming up with UV next week. I think we'll be seeing BG in Sydney in 2 weeks, the end of the regular season. I think that could be a whale of a game between the Bobcats and the Warriors. So we'll see. Should be fun.
You said there was a game last night, too, correct?
Yes, UV and Oxford played last night with UV traveling over to Oxford, winning kind of a mud bowl-type game in the tough weather last night. Here's Beams with a good run up the middle, and he is slicing and dicing through the D across the 20, or the 30 down to the 20. Real nice run there by Beams.
I like it.
And so 22-12 was our score last night, UV on top of Oxford. And we did that game a couple of weeks ago, and UV really pulled away from Oxford. So kudos to Oxford for coming back. They got a young team, and they've been piecing it together. Of course, didn't have a team last year at all. So a lot of those guys, this is their first real experience on the varsity level, and they played well last night.
We were talking a little bit about it before the game tonight. When you take time off like that, it does take a few, you know, games, a little bit of time to get back into the swing of it. But they're definitely, you know, getting back into it.
Yeah, new coaching staff over there, and they're trying to rebuild. I mean, Oxford has a rich tradition in football over there. As they run here to the outside for Tony Ladd, just short of the 10-yard line, down to about the 12. And so this will be a second down and about five to go, I would say, here for the Bobcats. So, yeah, a lot of rich tradition for Oxford football, and it's a great place to watch a game. They have a beautiful press box there. I almost went over last night. I was planning on hopefully going over, but then we had a soccer tiebreaker game that was going on over in Delhi, so I went to that. We'll have to get over there, Scott. They have a beautiful press box. It's a great look over the field, very picturesque over there. I love it. So.
My first year at Franklin doing boys basketball, we had a game there, actually.
Not
the gym, of course.
It's a great gym. Run here by Hawkins to the right side for BG, across the 10 down to about the 8. Again, BG leading 30-0 here over Deposit Hancock with 8:55 to go in the third quarter. And the Bobcats pick up a first down here on that run. They're going to be first and goal to go here for Bainbridge Guilford. Yeah, Oxford has a very nice gymnasium, too, and they host a lot of different events there, big wrestling tournaments every year, of course, and the Clyde Cole is there, the wrestling tournament, and it's a great place to watch basketball. They can seat a lot of people in there. And going to be a run by Seymour to the outside. Good tackling here by DH, ripping him down, not allowing him to go, was Nick Porosky. And Seymour couldn't get to the edge there.
I've been very impressed by a lot of the schools that I've gone to with you for football games, basketball, going in these gyms that I've never been in before. Just very nice facilities. I mean, we bring up UV, the greatest light show in Section 4.
Yeah, holy cow, they got new lights at UV. We were there a couple of weeks ago, and when you score a touchdown now, it's pretty cool over there, and I'm sure they're enjoying that. A QB keeper to the outside for Davey here for BG, reaching for the pylon. Did he get there? Haven't seen an official signal yet. They're going to say he was down pretty much just short of it.
Just short of the goal.
And so it's going to be a second down and goal to go here. No, third down and goal to go for BG. Great effort there by Hawkins. He couldn't quite get in. Or by Davey, excuse me. Yeah, Connor Davey, the freshman, getting the start tonight at QB for Bainbridge and doing a great job. He's thrown it. He's done it with his legs. He scored on the ground in the first half as well. 7:15 to go here in the third. They're going to try to hand one off right up the middle, and it's going to be good for a BG touchdown. Damon Seymour, we do have a flag on the play. It was well after he was in. I wonder if it was for some extracurriculars in there. We'll see. Yeah, going to be a foul after the play against Bainbridge Guilford. I don't know if something was said or a little extra pushing and shoving. It looks like an unsportsmanlike, though, but will the touchdown count or will we have to come back and do it again here? We'll see. Nothing up on the board quite yet. With 7:09 to go in the third, BG still in control by a score of 30-0. And we're still going to try to keep an eye on that Walton and Sydney contest up the road. As at the halftime break there, Walton was ahead of Sydney 16-15. So a good one in the Battle of the Warriors. Still waiting for an official signal here on if this touchdown will stand or if the unsportsmanlike will bring it back.
I believe the touchdown will stand.
Coach Lormer is looking out at the officials here. He wants an explanation. He's looking up at the board saying, do I get my 6 points or not here? So it looks like they are going to add it to the board here. And so it'll be a TD. So the unsportsmanlike conduct goes against the Bobcats and will be, yeah, I think they'll assess that on the kickoff there. And so we'll be having the extra point duties here for Nolan Hawkins as the Bobcats are fully in control here midway through the third quarter. Trying to add to their lead here with the leg of Hawkins. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is up and through the uprights, and our score is 37-0. BG on top of Deposit Hancock. We'll be right back on WCDO. Stay tuned.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A 37-0 lead for BG over Deposit Hancock. Just under 7 minutes to go, third quarter. And the Bobcat himself is here running around tonight, getting the fans fired up. As the Bobcats have a 37-0 lead here over DH. And so the Eagles will receive. And again, we haven't gotten any word on Blake Fortunato. Went out in probably the early second quarter. We'll hope that he's okay. Do not see him on that sideline, so my guess is he went somewhere to be evaluated for an injury. So we'll wish the best for Blake Fortunato. A nice run back here by the Eagles. They got some room to the outside, to the 50, to the 40. Still on his feet and knocked out of bounds. Here is Ronnie Ellis. Good field position here for the Eagles. We do have a flag on the play near midfield. And I think it's going to be a block in the back here against the Eagles, possibly. As one of the BG players is coming off, and he's holding his back, so he might have had the block in the back there against
it. By default, I think it was him who got that.
So this is going to negate a nice run by Ronnie Ellis back to the sideline here. Boy, so this really nice run back by Ellis is going to come all the way back to about the 40-yard line, I would say. Maybe more. No, right about the 40.
Wow, you're good. Right on it.
Right on it. Well, I've gotten enough of the other ones wrong tonight. I had to get get one of those right. You know, it is tough, folks, when you're up here in the booth and you're looking at an angle. So say we're right about the 50-yard line. You start looking down towards the 20 and the 10, and everything's just kind of at an angle. So, and we've talked about it before, Sky, off the air. If somebody's going to that far side, it can be really hard to tell if they're inbounds, if they're not inbounds, and really kind of quite where they are. It's tough to tell. So here are the Eagles now going right to left there in the white with the royal blue trim here tonight. Backup QB throwing to the far side, off the hands of his intended receiver, Zach Russell. And, again, all the credit in the world to Caden Reinierson coming in as the backup QB here tonight, doing the best he can. And I feel like he's really settled into it the more he's gotten some more snaps here tonight.
Yeah, and they've had him throwing the ball quite a bit too, which, you know, you never know with a backup quarterback like what they're going to call because he's your backup quarterback.
Yeah,
you know?
They really haven't said, hey, only hand it off. I mean, they've kind of given him the green light here. As we come up on 5.5 minutes to go in this third quarter, Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you tonight on CDO. Also on WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along. It's all courtesy of SFCU. Handoff up the middle, and the BG line says no. Joe Doyle was there on the tackle for the Bobcats. Also, a reminder that we record all these games, and you can listen back to them on WCDOsports.com if you want to. You just go to WCDOsports.com, click on the Game Audio Archive. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU.
Going back to those mascots, no, it just occurred to me. Maybe I'll wait till after this play to ask.
So this is going to be a third down and 10 for the Eagles at their own 40, going right to left. They're going to try to pass to the outside, and it's going nowhere. As again, the BG defense was right there to sniff it out. Jose Bavar on the tackle for the Bobcats.
So going back to that, when schools merge, like UNC Eagle Franklin and stuff, do you know Deposit Hancock, Racine, Bainbridge, Guilford, when they merge like that, do they just have to come up with a new mascot? Or, like, what do you know what the – is there, like, an actual process? The school's just, like, making an agreement?
Everybody has kind of handled it differently, and I don't know if there's something official out there, but, you know, a lot of these schools have really done their own – done it their own ways. Here's a punt by D.H., kicking it deep to Beams, who already has one return for a TD tonight. He slips on the 30 and goes down there, and that's where BG will take over. So, for instance, when a school like Unitigo comes together, Unadilla and Otigo, they came together, and it's a new school, so they came up with the Spartans there for Unitigo.
Didn't want to keep unicorns.
Right, they didn't want to keep the unicorns. You know, now Deposit Hancock is not together for school. The kids go to school in Deposit. They go to school in Hancock. They have agreed to come together for sports. And they're the first school I've seen that has said, even though we're not in the same school, we're not combined for school, we are going to have one mascot. A lot of the other teams take Edmiston Morris, for example, right now. They're playing a lot of sports together over in the Tri-Valley. There's not really a mascot discussion. It's just we're together for some sports and not for others, kind of like Unitego Franklin. They're together for baseball. They're together for boys soccer. So it's kind of a case-by-case scenario. I think over time we're going to see something change there, but it's not as cut and dry as you would think for the mascots. A run on a first down here. QB keeper for Davey. Good for about 5 yards for BG. 3:10 to go in the third. Want to keep you all updated at home here, folks. 37-0 the score. BG on top of Deposit Hancock. I don't want it to turn into a podcast here.
No, it just because we're seeing, you know, Deposit Hancock.
No, it's a great question.
And,
yeah.
You know, we're seeing more and more of those schools merge, so I just didn't know, because obviously, as you said, and part of it, I guess, was thinking with some schools, they only merge for some sports.
Right.
So I didn't know if there was an actual, you know, process for a mascot that you had to have.
I think it will come up more in the future, as this is going to be a second down and 5 here for BG, again going left to right. They're on their own 35-yard line. They're looking for the QB keeper again with Davey to the outside. Good defense, though, by DH, and they're going to push him out of bounds. He maybe got 2 on the play. I think a lot of schools, this is what they're telling me, they're hoping to keep their identity for now because a lot of schools are saying, we're going to merge for now, but hopefully our numbers will be good in a few years. We can go back to be playing on our own. If we get to the point where these mergers are more and more common and they're happening every year, I think the mascot thing is going to have to be addressed. Because right now, I don't know what to call Edmiston Morris. You know, Edmiston's the Panthers, Morris is the Mustangs, but together, they don't have a mascot, so it's tough.
Good point.
Yeah.
And we had a flag on that play, too, by the way.
Flag on the play, yep.
But, no, it was an actual question I was thinking of, because with some schools, as you said, Deposit Hancock, 2 separate schools. Some schools only do certain sports, but enough with the mascots.
No, it's all good. That was against BG, so backed them up 5 yards. A second down and 12. They're going to throw a great pass over the middle and hauled it in. No, incomplete. Would have been about a 40 or 35-yard pass play there. Went into the hands there of Kevin Lang, and it's just incomplete here for BG. Boy, Lang tipped it and was able to come down with it, but when he hit the ground, boom, it popped free.
That was a great pass right there.
Sure was. He was rolling out and kind of had pressure coming, and he was able to rifle that off. It was well done.
To be honest, where I'm standing right now, there's a board right here, and I didn't see the guy. I thought he was just, like, getting rid of it, but it was a beautiful throw. I saw there was a guy right there.
Yeah, Lang had about 5 yards, I would say, on the nearest defender. Pass was pretty tall, and he just couldn't haul it in. Coming up on a minute to go here in the third quarter, we got some running clock action. Hand off to Beams. Beams trying to cut back to the inside, and he is brought down. Again, in case you're just joining us, BG with a 37-0 lead here over Deposit Hancock late in the third quarter. So fourth down coming up and about 10 to go. So Bobcats will be punting away here to the Eagles. So again, speaking of Edmiston Morris and some of those smaller schools, Soccer Saturday tomorrow. Make sure you stay tuned on my Twitter page. We'll have the Delaware League and the Tri-Valley League Boys and Girls Soccer Championship games tomorrow. We'll be posting score updates all day. And it's all thanks to some of our sponsors who are proud supporters of local sports. So we'll be recognizing them all day tomorrow as well. It's going to be a punt here by BG. Kind of waffles over to the far side across the 50 up to about the 45-yard line. That's where DH is going to take over with 23 seconds to go third quarter. And Sky, one of my favorite parts of tomorrow is a couple of years ago I started giving out a NateLull.com player of the game. So we have some nice trophies tomorrow, and we'll pick out a player of the game for all 4 of those games tomorrow. Your guy Matt Serrell got it last year for Unitego Franklin as they won the Tri-Valley Championship, so I always have a fun time handing out those awards tomorrow.
Did Matt do something to deserve that?
Well, in probably the rainiest game I've ever seen, He scored the game winner, so that was great.
Oh, okay, must have. Yeah, yeah. I guess that was worth it. And it's funny, one of my favorite pictures of him ever from his sports career is from that day.
Yes.
Jumping on someone else, and you just see the rain and everything coming down. And bringing up Matt, he is off to a great start, college career at Delhi right now, playing soccer there. And as you said, there's a lot of talent that goes through those four games, that soccer Saturday, as you call it, there at those Oneana fields. It really is. And if people can make it over there tomorrow, it's good soccer.
Third quarter is in the books, 37-0. BG on top of Deposit Hancock. Fourth quarter coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. And it's an interception on the first play of the fourth quarter. D.H. tried to throw it deep, and right there to pick that one off was Noah Janita. Janita was right there to haul it in. He's pumped up as he heads back to the BG sideline. So Walton ahead of Sydney in the early third quarter, 24-15. I am hearing that Walton is getting hurt with injuries here tonight, so we wish the best to all the Walton Warriors up there tonight, but they do have a 24-15 lead at the moment. So again, our score here, 37-0. BG on top of Deposit Hancock, and BG is going to have the ball here going right to left at midfield. We do have running clock here in the fourth quarter, so it's going to continue to go fast here in this final frame tonight. Live under the lights in Bainbridge. A nice setting here. The ball's on the turf, and DH is going to fall on it. Little miscommunication here. Noah Hawkins has come back in at quarterback, and the handoff did not go smoothly there to the running back, and the Eagles fall on it. Nicely done there by DH. And they were Johnny on the spot right there to scoop that up. Nice job by the Eagles. 10.5 to go here in the fourth quarter, and, well, turnover for DH, and then they get it right back there, Scott. That's how it goes sometimes.
Sometimes that's just how the game goes, and nothing you can do about it, really. Especially when you make the quarterback change like that. You know, you're used to one guy being in there, and then even though you think it's the same thing, it's turn around, hand the ball off. Each guy does do it a little bit different.
So this will be the Eagles on a 1st and 10 going left to right. They're at their at the BG 45-yard line. And again, here is Reinierson underneath center. Drops back to pass, slings one over the middle. It's tipped and falls incomplete. And he was looking there for Persbacher off his hands and down to the turf. 9:45 to go in the fourth. And again, BG leading 37-0 here over Deposit Hancock. Walton up the road with a 24-15 lead over Sydney. And last check I had was that Norwich was still continuing to pull away there. Yeah, 34-6 over Shenango Valley. And so here is DH again, a 2nd and 10. Going left to right. Dropping back to pass again. They have not been afraid to throw, and they're going to go right back to Persbacher over the middle. This time it's complete. Good for a first down to the 30-yard line. So well done there by the Eagles. And that's not an easy route either. I mean, they're not picking the easiest passes in the world to go for.
No, especially with the backup quarterback. You got to be spot on with some of these passes. And he's doing a very good job. I've been very impressed so far with the job he's done coming into the game like this.
That Norwich score update now 48-6 for Norwich on top of Shenango Valley. So You know, we saw the Purple Tornado in week one. They certainly looked great when we saw them in a big win over Sherburn, but they have had a real nice season.
Week zero,
yes.
Still don't know what that is.
The infamous week zero. Here's a handoff for DH up the middle. Good hard running by Ronnie Ellis. He's still on his feet. Bounces across the 20 down to the 15 before he's brought down. There is no quit in this DH team as we come up on 8 minutes to go. BG leading 37-0.
No quit at all. You got to love to see runs like that.
Yeah, this DH team is going to give it their all the rest of the way here, and it would be great if they could punch one in. They are down to about the 10-yard line here, deep in BG territory.
I've been very impressed with DH. I mean, you know, the score says 37-0, but they have only three seniors. So, you know, you got to be encouraged by those little things. And
yeah, dropping back to pass over the middle and almost intercepted there by Noah Patton, but it falls down to the turf. And yeah, I agree. These little things for the young guys, this is an experience that next year they can really look back and rely on. They've been in real game situations, and as you said, you can kind of do it all you want in practice, but until you're out under the lights, different story.
And on that play right there, for example, right, pass could have, should have been intercepted, but the offensive player turned into a defensive player, knocked the ball out of the defender's hand. So it's things like that that you can grow on and just keep building your program.
So this will be a second down and about 10 to go here for the Eagles, waiting for the snap. And they're going to try to go right back up the middle here, but BG putting the clamps down on defense. Nicely done there by the BG defense to shut that down, as that was Ronnie Ellis again trying to go through the tackles and had nowhere to go. Make sure you stay tuned. We're going to have our post-game show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. We'll give two to BG and one to Deposit Hancock tonight. A lot of choices on the BG side, as they certainly have played well. Third down and about eight to go. DH throws over the middle and incomplete. It was tipped down the right wing side. And fourth down coming up here for the Eagles with 6:20 to go here in this fourth quarter. Again, BG leading by a score of 37-0. Looks like a timeout has been taken. And so we're going to step away for 60 seconds with just over 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and BG leading 37-0 over Deposit Hancock here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Shenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. The fourth down try, a throw over the middle, and it's knocked down incomplete, and a turnover on downs. You feel for the Eagles. They took that timeout, looked like a good play, just falls incomplete, batted down by the BG defense. So with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, BG leads 37-0, and the Bobcats will get the ball back deep in their own end, going right to left. And it's been all BG tonight here. You know, they scored on their first play of the game, and they haven't looked back ever since. And you could tell, being on the field during pregame here tonight, talking to Coach Lormer, the vibe around his guys, they were very excited for this game. They wanted to put their stamp on this homecoming game. They wanted to get the win tonight.
Homecoming games are big. You know, you have a lot of people here, which we can see up and down here.
Yeah,
and
this is standing room only in spots, for
yeah.
sure.
And so when you have all those people who have come back or just the bigger crowd anyway, you always want to put on a show, and they've certainly done that here tonight.
Bobcats on a first and 10. Hawkins is back in at QB. QB keeper, he's got the speed to the outside, and he's able to pick up about 6 yards on that outside edge, just showing off some more of the weapons that BG has here. So again, I'm hoping we'll see BG, I think it's in 2 weeks off the top of my head, when they take on the Sydney Warriors in the last game of the regular season. That's going to be a lot of fun. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. BG currently leads 37-0. So, again, some other games tomorrow. Oneonta goes to Newark Valley, and Afton-Harpersville goes to Delhi. Delhi just continues to roll, Sky. They've been so impressive this year. That Delhi-Tioga game next, I think it's next Friday, could be a whale of a game. Having to go to Tioga, always tough on a Friday night, though.
Yeah, that's a trip right there, and I know from playing experience, those long trips are not fun. So, but I was very impressed when we did that Delhi-Sydney game over in Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
They are another one of those teams that just has a lot of weapons and very hard to defend against them. So, and obviously Tioga is a very good team as well. So, very interesting battle right there of what I think at the time will probably be two undefeated teams.
A pick six gives Walton a 30-15 lead over the Sydney Warriors. So Walton starting to pull away a little bit there. And a pick six, again, gives Walton a 30-15 lead over Sydney. So Sydney has not scored in the second half up the road.
Sounds like Coach Hoover had a pretty good halftime speech.
It must be. And all the reports I'm getting is Walton's, the injuries are piling up, but they're still finding a way to get it done up the road tonight in Sydney. Coming up on 2.5 to go here in Bainbridge, Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you. Glad to have you along. BG leading 37-0, trying to put the icing on the cake in this one. A handoff to Janita, up through the middle, and he's brought down there. And so nice to see some different guys getting in there here for BG, getting into the act. But we got to say, some really good throws and some good decisions tonight by Connor Davey, the freshman at QB. He came in and did a really good job. I think the future will be bright with him for the Bobcats.
You never know how a freshman's going to, you know, perform in his first game, let alone a homecoming game, which gives you a bigger crowd on your home field. But very impressed by him tonight with many of the things that he was doing.
I mean, yes, they're going to lose Beams, and they're going to lose, you know, Tony Ladd. But they're going to have some guys back next year that are really going to make an impact. Of course, Davey is just a freshman. Caden Seymour is a sophomore. You know, you're also going to have Damon Seymour, who's just a junior. He'll be coming back next year. So that's exciting. If you are a BG fan, you know, the future is bright. And this group, you know, Coach Lormer said, when we had our kickoff show and we interviewed Coach Lormer, he said these guys are into the weight room. They like to do the off-season stuff. It's great.
And we mentioned both Joe Doyle and Levi Gregory as two linemen earlier.
Yep.
And they're both coming back next year as juniors. So, really, they got a lot to look forward to for the next couple of years.
Yeah, they really do. That's exciting. And we talked about it earlier, this DH team as well, you know. So it's a lot of
You see a lot of good 11 talent. And 10s and even a few nine or a couple nines for DH. So
yeah.
Both teams are building something, and both have, it looks like, very good quarterbacks to build their teams around.
So we're under a minute to go now here in the fourth quarter, and it looks like BG is going to hold on for a 37-0 win here tonight over Deposit Hancock. A fast-moving second half here, but well done by both these teams to come out. And it's been tough on DH this year with the injury bugs piling up. It's been tough, but they have found a way to gut it out and a run to the outside here for the Bobcats. Some different guys getting a time to shine here. And Jose Bavar running the ball for the first time tonight. Fans starting to head for the exits with 20 seconds left here. I believe that might be our last play of the night here. We'll see if BG decides to get one more. We're going to have our post-game show coming up. Awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Yeah, they're going to call it right here. 37-0 will be our final score. And we have offense, defense, and all-purpose awards to hand out when we come back. Again, final score, 37-0. BG over Deposit Hancock here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Bainbridge here. Our final score is 37-0, BG football defeating Deposit Hancock. And so that is our final score here tonight. Very nicely done by the Bobcats. They scored again on their first play of the game. Damon Seymour with a touchdown. And then after that, it was Connor Davey with a touchdown. Then they got the safety. Ethan Beams had a kickoff return for a touchdown. Tony Ladd scored. Damon Seymour capped it off with another TD run. So Seymour with two touchdown runs on the night. So let's do it. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I think we'd like to go with Damon Seymour here. The two touchdowns tonight for Seymour. He did a really nice job and just kind of one of three or four bruising guys who ran the ball here tonight.
You just mentioned a bunch of different guys for them. It's hard to pick one, but with the two touchdowns tonight and the very first one to kick things off, as you said, they didn't look back. Good choice.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school football teams on WCDO. I think we're going to go Tony Ladd here for BG. We thought he did a lot of nice things. Sometimes that defense award gets turned into something different, but he was good on both sides of the ball, but definitely his effort deserves an award here tonight.
I felt like we said his name
all
a lot,
the time. Yeah.
You know, he was great running the ball. I feel like we said his name on defense a few times with a deflection and stuff like that, so very deserving.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We wanted to give this one tonight to Caden Reinerson from Deposit Hancock. He was in a tough situation. He had to come in and play that backup QB spot, was playing well on defense as well. He did a little bit of everything, deserves that all-purpose award.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't put it any other way other than you just did.
So a great job there tonight by Reinerson, and a great job here by the Bobcats as they can be happy here on homecoming night with a 37-0 victory. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios, also to Craig Stevens for all his hard work, and the rest of the WCDO crew as well. And, Sky, thanks to you. We'll see you again next week.
It's great to be back. I got to get out of here, fly down, you know, for my start.
Yeah, you got to go down to Miami. Again, if you're watching NFL, Skylar Thompson getting the start for the Dolphins on Sunday. So, and we're not even joking. So,
Skylar John Thompson, and that's me too.
The
so.
Same middle name.
Yep.
How about that?
Everything's the exact same, same age, everything. He's just playing in the NFL.
That's funny. Yeah. The guys in the box here asking, is he better than you? Although I did see at some point, there was a post on Facebook. You had your high school rankings. At one time, you were ranked higher than him. Is this true?
True story. Let's cut the broadcast.
All right. So
sophomore year, yes, I was ranked higher nationally than that Skylar Thompson.
Wow. So you could be in the NFL.
Except I'm here.
except you're here. Well, we love having you here, that's for sure. So, again, our final score tonight, 37-0, BG over Deposit Hancock. Thanks for listening in tonight, folks. Last score update we had was that Walton was ahead of Sydney, 30-15. That game was a little bit behind because of some injury timeouts there, but looks like Walton's starting to put their stamp on that game tonight. So if you want all the final scores, check out NateLull.com later tonight, as well as my Twitter page, at NateLull. So, again, thanks to the WCDO crew. Soccer Saturdays tomorrow. Stay tuned for that. And we will see you next week, Friday Night Lights, here on WCDO. Have a great weekend.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.